Literally unimaginable things could happen to you out there. I heard 4 separate stories, always related with a chuckle, of campers and bears sharing tents for a few confused and lively moments. Stories of people abruptly vaporized, 'twarn't nothing left of him but a scorch mark, by body-sized bolts of lightning when caught in sudden storms on high ridgelines. Of tents crushed beneath falling trees, or eased off precipices on ball bearings of beaded rain and sent paragliding onto distant valley floors, or swept away by the watery wall of a flash flood. Of hikers beyond counting whose last experience was of trembling earth and the befuddled thought, "Now what the?" It required only a little light reading in adventure books and almost no imagination to envision circumstances in which I would find myself caught in a tightening circle of hunger-emboldened wolves, staggering and shredding clothes under an onslaught of pincered fire ants, or dumbly transfixed by the sight of enlivened undergrowth advancing toward me, like a torpedo through water, before being bowled backwards by a sofa-sized boar with cold beady eyes, a piercing squeal, and a slaverous chomping appetite for pink, plump, city-softened flesh. Then there were all the diseases one is vulnerable to in the woods. Giardiasis, Eastern equine encephalitis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, Lyme disease, ehrlichiosis, schistosomiasis, brucellosis, and shigellosis, to offer but a sampling. Eastern equine encephalitis, caused by the prick of a mosquito, attacks the brain and central nervous system. If you're lucky, you can hope to spend the rest of your life propped in a chair with a bib around your neck, but generally it will kill you. There is no known cure. No less arresting is Lyme disease, which comes from the bite of a tiny deer tick. If undetected, it can lie dormant in the human body for years before erupting in a positive fiesta of maladies. Then there is the little-known family of organisms called hantaviruses, which swarm in the microhaze above the feces of mice and rats and are hoovered into the human respiratory system by anyone unlucky enough to stick a breathing orifice near them, by lying down, say, on a sleeping platform over which infected mice have recently scampered. In 1993, a single outbreak of hantavirus killed 32 people in the southwestern United States, and the following year the disease claimed its first victim on the Appalachian Trail when a hiker contracted it after sleeping in a rodent-infested shelter. All AT shelters are rodent-infested. Among viruses, only rabies, Ebola, and HIV are more certainly lethal. Again, there is no treatment. Finally, this being America, there is the constant possibility of murder. At least 9 hikers, the actual number depends on which source you consult and how you define a hiker, have been murdered along the trail since 1974. 2 young women would die while I was out there. For various practical reasons, principally to do with the long punishing winters of northern New England, there are only so many available months to hike the trail each year. If you start at the northern end, at Mount Katahdin in Maine, you must wait for the snows to clear in late May or June. If, on the other hand, you start in Georgia and head north, you must time it to finish before mid-October, when the snows blow back in. Most people hike from south to north with spring, ideally keeping one step ahead of the worst of the hot weather and the more irksome and infectious of insects. My intention was to start in the south in early March. I put aside 6 weeks for the first leg. The precise length of the Appalachian Trail is a matter of uncertainty. The U.S. National Park Service, which constantly distinguishes itself in a variety of ways, manages in a single leaflet to give the length of the trail as 2,155 miles and 2,200 miles. The official Appalachian Trail Guides, a set of 11 books, each dealing with a particular state or section, variously give the length as 2,144 miles, 2,147 miles, 2,159 miles, and more than 2,150 miles. The Appalachian Trail Conference, the governing body, in 1993 put the trail length at exactly 2,146.7 miles. then changed for a couple of years to a hesitantly vague more than 2,150 miles, but has recently returned to confident precision with a length of 2,160.2 miles. What is certain is that it is a long way, and from either end it is not easy.